bills, get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A mystery has been solved about where over $100 million in the federal budget for a controversial project came from. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the answer.
President Trump's chief budget writer, Mick Mulvaney, says he added the $120 million to the budget to jumpstart licensing at Nevada's Yucca Mountain nuclear waste site, saying he's interested in seeing the issue explored because, quote, we have to put the stuff someplace. Yucca Mountain, north of Las Vegas, a flashpoint of controversy, the Trump administration saying it's now reviewing Yucca Mountain closely, and ultimately it will be a recommendation from the Energy Department concerning its future.
The jury continues to deliberate Wednesday, and the senator Bob Menendez's bribery and corruption trial. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns believes he knows what the jury's going to decide.
It is a little unusual. There have been no notes. I think it's headed for a deadlocked jury and a mistrial.
Menendez is accused of accepting campaign donations, gifts, and vacations from a Florida doctor in exchange for him lobbying for the doctor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said yesterday in a public hearing that he may appoint a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan thinks this is a great idea. He explains what the counsel should be looking into.
It needs to be about everything, including Mr. Comey's handling of the Clinton investigation in 2016. The inspector general is looking into that right now. We're going to look into it.
Jordan also says he'd like to understand more and know more about the Steele dossier.
The fact that a major political party can finance this dossier at the same time it looks like Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier, was being paid by the FBI.
As climate talks continue in Germany, many countries are mad at the U.S., John Clemens reports.
Many of those least developed countries are upset because the Trump administration has announced plans to drop out of the climate agreement signed by the Obama administration in Paris in 2015. Kathy Adams, reporting from Bonn, tells us it's another case of blame America first.
The delegates are here for a redistribution of wealth. They know that the Americans are the ones who have the most industry. We are the ones who have the most cars. Therefore, we're emitting the most carbon dioxide, which they are convinced is causing the climate to change.
I'm John Clemens.
UCLA basketball players LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill all delivered a statement to the media today. The three basketball players were detained by Chinese authorities after they allegedly shoplifted some items. Ball took time to thank President Trump and the U.S. government.
I'd also like to thank President Trump and the United States government for the help that they provided as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This week on Legends of Success, we celebrate Veterans Day. We honor those who have served and sacrificed for the common good in our military. This week, we bring you an interview with a man who loves this country and appreciates our veterans. You know him as a baseball legend, but he is also an American treasure. Hall of Famer Tommy Lasorda. Get ready to be inspired and motivated. It's a Best of Legends interview with a man who makes you proud to be an American. And to all our veterans, thank you. It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most admired entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals, people who have overcome obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, we have had the opportunity to meet some pretty amazing people on this program, demonstrating incredible success stories. But only a small handful can really be referred to as national treasures. And today's guest fits well into that minority. I do not look at Tommy Lasorda as just an American baseball icon. No, it goes way beyond that. You see, Tommy Lasorda has lived the American dream. As a direct result of helping others achieve their own American dream, and it's amazing what this man has accomplished. Let's welcome, and it's an honor to welcome, not only a baseball icon, but a mentor and an American role model. Tommy Lasorda, welcome to Legends of Success.
Well, thank you, John. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Well, Tommy, I really mean it. We've had people from President Carter to just an outstanding guest, people that are known all over the world. Tommy, you're an American treasure. What you've set aside in your life to help others is incredible. I mean, 56 years alone with the Dodgers organization. Tell me why loyalty is so important to you, Tommy.
Well, I believe that Einstein once said that an ounce of loyalty is worth more than a pound of knowledge. And loyalty is a two-way street. I've been with the Dodgers, as you say, for 56 years. I've been with them because I love this organization. I believed without a doubt in my mind that I was working for the greatest organization in all of baseball. And I hate to use the word working, because there's a saying in this country, any man or woman who loves their job has never worked a day in their life. So I'm one of those. I have never worked a day in my life. All I've ever done was because I enjoyed it, I loved it, and I was always there to help.
And what an inspiration you have been. And you know, folks, I called Tommy on his cell phone earlier today, and I got his voicemail, and it goes something like, "Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda. If you don't root for the Dodgers, there's a chance you may not get into heaven." Tommy, that's great.
Sounds great.
I love it. You do really bleed Dodger blue. And loyalty, I was speaking with Colin Gunderson before I had a chance to meet you. Uh-huh. And, of course, he's at the home base at the Dodgers. And he says, "John, if there's one word that describes and inspires Tommy Lasorda, it's the word loyalty." Let's go over a couple stats. Folks, in 20 years of management, he's been associated with the Dodgers for 56 years, but in 20 years of management, he has won 2 World Series victories, 4 pennants, 8 division titles, and in August 7th of 1997, he was elected and nominated to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, I got to tell you, folks, of all those stats, there's one that is even more inspiring to me. You see, Tommy Lasorda inspired and managed 9 Major League Rookies of the Year. And Tommy, knowing what I know about you and what you talk about all the time, it's giving back. You played a direct role in those 9 individuals and inspiring and training them. What kind of feeling does that give you?
It gives me a great feeling, John, because anybody that's ever played for me in the minor leagues, wherever they went and they were a success, there was a little bit of Tom Lasorda riding right there with him. Because I loved them all. I worked so hard with them to become better ball players. I made them understand what it was going to take to be a successful baseball player with the Dodgers. You see, when we sign a guy and we give him a $1 million bonus, he is a liability. But when he makes the major leagues and he comes to Dodger Stadium play, now he becomes an asset. So I took guys, young men, and made them believe that they could be playing in the major leagues. And the only way they could do that is through the avenue of hard work. They had to believe in themselves. And I used to tell them the story about a guy who had gone to New York. He was going to go see the opera at the Carnegie Hall. And he got lost, and he tapped this big, burly policeman on the shoulder. He said, "Hey, officer, how do you get to Carnegie Hall?" He said, "Practice, boy, practice." So that's what I tried to impress upon the youngsters playing for me. I loved them. I knew where they came from. I hugged them when they did well, and I told them how much I appreciated with them. But I wanted them to know and understand that they were now a part of the greatest organization in baseball. And they could accomplish anything they want, but they had to work for it. Nobody was going to hand it to them. They had to pay the price.
You know, Tommy, and that is so cool. And I would go a step further, that in the 20 years or the 56 years have been associated, the 20 years that you ran the management, you managed the Dodgers, I would bet my life you had financial offers that were greater than what you had, and you turned them down.
Without a doubt. You know, it's an amazing thing that you say that. I was coaching third base for the Dodgers, making $17,000 a year. I had an offer from Montreal, three-year contract, $50,000. $75,000 and $125,000.
Really?
Now, I wouldn't tell this story normally, because if I told that story, people would think I was crazy. But I turned it down. I turned it down because I wanted to manage the Dodgers. And I felt that my loyalty, my hard work, and my contribution would one day allow that to happen. And I can remember 1963, just like it was yesterday. The Dodgers were playing the Yankees in the World Series, and all our scouts were put way up in the top deck at Dodger Stadium, be right behind home plate. It was so high up, I could give the guy in the blimp a high five. And I said to my wife, now, listen to this. I am a scout making $6,500 a year. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
And I said to my wife, "Honey, one day I will be managing the Dodgers in that dugout down there in the World Series."
Wow.
And John, 14 years later, I was managing the Dodgers in that dugout in the World Series.
God bless America.
So from the time of 63 to the time of 77, it took a lot of hard work, it took a lot of responsibility, and it took a lot of self-confidence. And I believed that one day I would do that.
Well,
and through endless hours of hard work, self-confidence, I went on to be the manager of Dodgers, and I did it for 20 years.
And did you ever once, at any moment, Tommy, during that time before you got there, doubt your dream?
No, I never did. I always believed that everything was going to turn out right for me, because I loved what I was doing. And I took young men from all parts of the country and all parts of the world.
Incredible. I got to
tell you. I made them believe. I made them understand. And I told them that this is what it's going to take for you to make it. So in the 8 years that I managed in the minor league, John, 73 players left me and went somewhere in the major leagues. And when I took over as manager of the Dodgers in 1977, 17 of those 25 players played for me in the minor leagues.
You've got to be. It's amazing. Folks, this is an amazing story of American treasure, Tommy Lasorda, whose philosophy on self-confidence is simple yet profound. He once said, "You always have to believe in yourself before others can believe in you. Whether your playing field is at work, home, or school, remember that the world will reflect back to you
Let me give you an illustration of that, John.
Yes. And let me take a quick break, Tommy, because we're going to pay a couple bills here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Tommy Lasorda. We'll be back right after this. Tommy, we love you. Hold on, my friend.
Legends of Success with John Resnick.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. See how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. As I alluded to before, Tommy Lasorda's philosophy on self-confidence is simple yet profound. He once said, and I quote, "You always have to believe in yourself before others can believe in you. Whether your playing field is at work, home, or school, remember that the world will reflect back to you the image that you hold of yourself." Tommy, let's expound on that a little bit and come back with us.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a story about that.
Sure.
I can remember the first time I went to the Air Force Academy to speak.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I drove there, and I want to tell you something. If you haven't been there, please go. It takes your breath away to see this beautiful, beautiful place.
Right.
So as we were driving in the car with this young lieutenant,
mm-hmm.
he said to me, he said, "I came to the academy wanting to be a pilot. I graduated the academy wanting to be a pilot, but," he said, "I could never fly." And I said, "Why not, lieutenant?" He said, "I was a pitcher on the baseball team. I got hit in the head with a line drive, knocked me unconscious, put me in the hospital. I just recently took my test, my physical, and the doctor said that I could never fly." And I said, "Lieutenant, what was the name of the doctor? Was it God?" And he said, "No, sir." I said, "Well, the only person who can tell you that you cannot fly is God. And don't ever forget that." So I go in and I make my speech to 4,600 cadets. I come out, we get in the car, we're going to the general's house, he's going to have a little dinner for me, and the lieutenant says to me, I'm going to fly. Mm. I say, hey, Lieutenant, an hour ago you told me you couldn't fly. What changed your mind? He was said it was something that you said to the cadets. I said, what was it? He said, you told the cadets that your father told you that in everybody's lifetime, there comes a time when one door will close on you. And if you're so concerned with the door that closes, you'll never find the one that's open. So we must wake up every morning looking for the open door. And then he said, you told the cadets when you went away to play professional baseball, the last thing your father said to you was, remember this, because God delays, God doesn't deny. Mm. 2 years later, John, I received a letter from Lieutenant Bob Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And in the envelope, there was a picture of him standing next to his jet, getting ready to go into Desert Storm to battle. And on the bottom of the letter, he said, because God delayed, God didn't deny. And you remember that officer that got shot down by the name of Riley or whatever his name was? You remember that, John?
Yeah, I vaguely do, Tommy.
And now the pilot who was rescuing the guy on the ground was Captain Bob Wright.
You got to be kidding.
And then when I went to Colorado Springs to make a speech, Colonel walked up to me and said, Tommy, you should know this. The most prestigious honors we bestow upon an alumni of the academy was Captain Bob Wright, who just shot down 3 enemy planes in Bosnia.
Oh, my God.
And then when General Kelly asked me to go to Montgomery, Alabama, to Maxwell Air Force Base, to speak to the graduating class, as I got off the plane, walking to the baggage, I see somebody running towards me. And it was Major Bob Wright, who I had not seen in 9 years.
Mm.
And he's with the youngest major in the Air Force, John. And he hugged me like I was his long-lost father. And he says to me, if it weren't for you, none of this would have happened. I said, Major, don't you ever say that again to me. It was because of you that it happened, not me. When that doctor told you you couldn't fly, you believed him. But the moment that you believed that you could fly, you went on to become a hero. Just 8 months ago, Colonel Bob Wright asked me to go speak at the National War College in Washington. He's on the verge of becoming a general. That is a guy who began to believe, and look what he's accomplished in life.
Tom, it's an incredible story, and it goes back to your words that you said that the world will reflect back to you the image you hold of yourself. Let me ask you this. Where do you come up with these things? What drives you? Where do you get this passion?
I get the passion and the drive because what I love to do. That's what drives me. And I have a family. See, in my office, there's a plaque.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 4 things that are important to me in life. Number one is my love for God.
Mm-hmm.
I never regretted the love I have for him. Number two, I never regretted the family that God gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I never regretted living in the greatest country in the world, the land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, I never regretted the 56 years I've been with the Dodgers. So, John, you're talking to the most contented, most appreciative, most happiest guy in this whole wide world.
Tommy, absolutely incredible. I mean, this is just, I'm so glad you're able to join us, folks. This is Tommy Lasorda, an American treasure. Tommy,
I want to know something, John.
What's that, my friend?
All of those things that you talked about.
Yes, sir.
We talked about winning. We talked about World Series. Mm-hmm. We talked about this. But the thing that is most important in my life was when I got the opportunity to coach The United States Olympic baseball team.
I was just going to bring that up. What went through your mind? What an honor that must have been. It had to be the peak in your entire career. Am I correct?
Yeah, without a doubt. I wanted to do that. I'll tell you why I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody said the United States couldn't beat the Cubans in baseball. And I didn't believe that. I believed that the United States could beat them. And that's why I wanted that position. I wanted to take a team to Australia just to beat the Cubans.
And you did.
And we did because made those guys believe it. You see, when I met these fellas,
yes,
24 guys, 23 I had never seen before, never saw them play. The only one I saw was Pat Borders.
Really?
And I said to them when I met with them in San Diego prior to leaving for Australia, I said, I don't know who you guys are. I don't know where you come from. I don't know if you're married or single. I don't know if you're mediocre, good, or bad. But I'm going to tell you something. When this thing is all over, the whole world's going to know who you are. You want to know why? Because you're going to bring a gold medal to the United States where it belongs in baseball. I said, you do not represent your family here. You do not represent your hometown. You do not represent the school that you went to or that organization that signed you. You now represent the United States of America.
What an incredible.
And this whole country.
Depending
upon you.
Tommy,
I'll tell you, when we get to Australia, we're going to bring that gold medal to the United States. You know why? Because baseball is America's game. It don't belong to those other countries. It's our game. And we're not going to let them donkeys beat us.
Go, Tommy, go. I love it. And you beat them 4-0.
We brought the gold medal where it belongs in the United States in baseball.
What was it like when you first received that call from Martha Miller from President Bush's office and they asked you to do this? Was this like just a shock to you?
No, it was no shock. Bud Selig, the commissioner of baseball, he wanted me to do that
mm-hmm.
because he had the confidence in me. And you know something?
What's that, Tommy?
Coaches don't get medals in the Olympics. And people said, oh, you didn't get a medal. Oh, it's too bad. I said, hold it. I got a medal. I got my medal when I saw them put the medal around my players.
God bless
them. I got my medal when they raised that American flag. And I got my medal when I heard them play our national anthem.
I love it.
You know something, John? I cried.
I know.
I cried. You want to know why I cried?
Why is that, Tommy?
Because I did something for my country. And that was more important to me than World Series, 50-plus years with the Dodgers, Major League Baseball. I did something for my country that I love very, very dearly.
Folks, Tommy Lasorda, as I said it before and I'll say it again, American treasure, is with us today exclusively on Legends of Success. We're going to come back in a moment and find out where does this man come from, where did he start out in life, and more. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success.
Have a question or comment about the show? We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us through our website, legendsofsuccess.com. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
The momentum from our trip will launch us on our continued effort to accomplish the three core objectives I outlined. To unite the world against North Korean nuclear threat, to promote a free and open Indo-Pacific region, and to advance fair and reciprocal economic relations with our trading partners and allies in the region.
President Trump at the White House earlier today, these his first comments since he returned home from his 12-day five-nation trip. President Trump also discussed trade in his press conference earlier today.
We have almost an $800 billion a year trade deficit with other nations. Unacceptable. We are going to start whittling that down and as fast as possible.
President Trump did not comment on Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
And now, some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. Charlie Tremendous Jones spent a lifetime motivating and helping others live, love, and appreciate life. We lost Charlie at the age of 80, but his words and voice will invigorate us forever.
Success begins with learning to be thankful. Out of a thankful heart comes everything else. An attitude of gratitude flavors everything you do. And sometimes I'm thankful to God even to show me how thankless I am. So always be working and being thankful, and you'll find most of the other things will follow.
To learn more about the Legends, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
Tommy Lasorda, American treasure, baseball icon, and America's role model, one of America's greatest role models, is here with us today exclusively on Legends of Success. Tommy, let's go back and find out where you come from and what your life was like growing up as a kid. I know I'm based in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. About an hour and a half east is where you're from. Tell us about where you grew up.
John,
what was family like?
I was born in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Right.
One of five sons. My father migrated to our country from Italy, and my mother was born in the United States. But my father, who spoke broken English, taught me more about the life, about life, and the philosophies of life. For example, he sat at the head of the table, and he said, "You five boys must love each other. You must do everything you can to help each other. Because you are fortunate to be born in the greatest country in the world, the United States." And he said, "You do everything you can to keep it the best country in the world. If you have to go fight for your country, you must do it. And maybe even give up your life for your country. You must do it." Now, there's a father talking with his five sons in broken English, telling them you might even have to give up your life for your country. And that's what's happening in Iraq. And that's what's happening in Afghanistan. That's what's happening all over the world, where the men and women wearing the uniform of the greatest country in the world. They are doing everything they can. They are doing their part to continue to make this country that we live in free and able to do whatever we want to do. And this is what this man was telling his five sons. And all five of us wore the uniforms of the armed forces. So what a tremendous, tremendous man he was. And could speak, hardly speak English.
But he communicated 100%.
But he communicated and he knew the philosophy of life. And I've used a lot of his ideas as a manager. For example, he had a piece of ground that he farmed, and he planted stuff, and we lived on it all year. So it was a hot day, real hot day. He got through working, driving a truck in a stone quarry, and he was working on his farm. And he said to me, I was about 14 or 15 years old, he said, "You see that empty milk bottle over there?" I said, "Yeah, Pop." He said, "Get it and come here." I went over. I said, "What, Pop?" He said, "A quarter of a mile straight this way, there's a spring. I want you to go fill this drink, this bottle up with that water. And don't break it." And he hit me upside the head.
Yeah.
I said, "What are you hitting me for, Pop?" He said, "Because if you break that bottle, it's too late to hit you."
I love
so
it.
I'm carrying that bottle back.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get that bottle out of my hand.
Oh, I'm sure.
I said, if he hit me before I broke it, what will he do if I break it?
I love
it. So what he was doing, it was preventive mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything about the thing afterwards. You could do something about it before. And I use that philosophy.
Oh, I'll bet.
He sat there and said, you five boys must all stick together. If we all stick together, you can pull on one end of the rope and you can pull a lot of things.
And you've learned teamwork basically from your father at an early age.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tommy.
All of his philosophies of life from the time I was in Norristown, Pennsylvania, I used to go to bed and I used to actually dream. And I told this story when I was inducted into Baseball's Hall of Fame, John.
Yes.
I said, when I was asleep, I used to actually dream that I was pitching for the Yankees. And I looked, and there was Bill Dickey flashing me the signs.
Yes.
And I looked over first base, there was Lou Gehrig. Second base was Tony Lazzari, and shortstop was Crosetti. And at third base was Red Ralph. And I looked in left field. There was Charlie King Kong Keller. Center field was the great Joe DiMaggio.
Mm.
And in right field was the greatest of them all, the Babe.
Oh, boy.
And here I was standing on the mound, getting ready to pitch against the Detroit Tigers. And all of a sudden, I'd feel my mother shaking me and saying, wake up, Tommy.
Oh, no.
It's time to go to school. Why did she take me away from that dream? It was so real.
I love it. I love it. And you were supposed to, you were 12 and 14 year old when you had that dream. But then, Tommy, there's also a follow-up story to that, that when you first got to the mound of Yankee Stadium, you had tears in your eyes, and Walter Alston came up to you. What did he say?
Oh, he brought me in from the bullpen to pitch to Yogi Berra.
Yes.
And when I look around as I was walking from the bullpen to the mound,
yes.
I said, hey, I've been here many, many times, but in my dreams.
Yes.
And when I got to the mound, I had tears in my eyes, and Alston said, what's wrong with you? And I said, you know something? I dreamt of pitching here.
A dream come true.
And a dream became a reality.
Yeah.
And I looked at Yogi, and I said, I got to get this guy out. And when I got him out, I knew one thing, that would affect Yogi psychologically for the rest of his life, me getting him out. But John, from Norristown to Cooperstown, and sitting to my left right here as I do this interview, is a man that I respect, I admired, and appreciate all that he's doing for the Hall of Fame. That's none other than Dale Petrosky.
The great Dale. Well, you know, we got to take a break coming up, and we come back, Tommy. I want you to put him on the microphone with us. Dale Petrosky is one of the most passionate people in the history of baseball, and what he's done at Cooperstown is amazing. And what a nice surprise to have him with us today. We're going to be back in just a little while, and I want you to prepare for a couple of things, Tommy, is that I want to ask you again a little bit later in the show, what is your greatest setback in life? How did you overcome it? And I want to ask you about the controversial use of steroids and your stand on that when we get back from the break.
Okay,
we're
going to
talk with Dale Petrosky.
Is
that okay with you?
With him, and then we can finish up.
You got it. Did anyone ever tell you sound a little like Jackie Gleason? Ladies and gentlemen, American treasure, Tommy Lasorda is with us. We're going to be back right after this. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Compelling and inspiring stories told firsthand by the legends themselves. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Folks, you can't miss the loyalty in the heart of Tommy Lasorda, today's guest. Tommy, tell us who's with us today, a special little guest.
Well, it's Dale Petrosky, John. He runs the Hall of Fame here in Cooperstown, and he does a magnificent job. And we all of us Hall of Famers who come back here every year for the inductions, we always look for Dale. He makes sure that we enjoy ourselves with our families and that we'll always be wanted here. And he's just a magnificent man, and I'll turn him over to you for just a moment.
From Norristown to Cooperstown, how are you, my friend Dale?
I'm doing great. Always doing great when I'm with Tommy Lasorda.
Hey, let me ask you something. When he talks, are you like floating off the chair? I'm sitting here in front of the mic, but I'm standing most of the time. This guy just lifts you.
Well, you get a good example or a good sense of why he's a Hall of Famer, why he's a Hall of Fame manager, because he just made so many players greater than they ever thought they could be. And he took those Dodger teams that were in a very competitive National League at that time, and obviously playing great American League teams in the series, and he took him to the mountaintop, I think, because he could motivate people. He's a great motivator of men.
He's absolutely incredible. Dale, he speaks so highly of you. He said there'd be no Hall of Fame today if it wasn't for Dale Petrosky. Tell us about just a little bit about why you're so passionate in the job you do for the Hall of Fame for baseball.
Well, I'm a lucky guy. I'm one of those guys Tommy talked about. I get to do what I love to do every day. I grew up playing the game from a little boy into college. I played on two national championship teams growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I played with 10 guys who made the major leagues growing up. Bob Welch, one of the guys Tommy managed.
Sure.
Bobby Ochinco and Frank Tanana and Bob Welch and Glenn Gulliver, Larry Sorensen, Todd Cruz. I played in Detroit, and then I came to the end, got serious about school, and I went into a different line of work. I was in the political world for a while in Lansing in the State House, then on Capitol Hill in Washington. Then I was invited down to be President Reagan's assistant press secretary in the White House, and then 12 years at National Geographic. But the baseball flame never burned out for me. I always loved the game. Everybody who knew me knew that. And so this job came along. I threw my hat in the ring and was chosen. So I end up in Cooperstown getting to do everything I've ever wanted to do in my life, except play in the major leagues, which is what I really wanted to do. But if you can't do that, I'll tell you what, hanging around with Tommy Lasorda and Brooks Robinson and all the great guys is plenty good enough.
Dale Petrosky of the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown and Tommy Lasorda, they're our guests today on Legends of Success.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family. Let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success, and today we're visiting with America's great Tommy Lasorda from the L.A. Dodgers, and we're also standing by with Dale Petrosky from Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame. Dale, what makes, before you leave and put Tommy back on a microphone, what makes a guy like Tommy Lasorda, and I'm not just saying this, so unique, so outstanding, and so unusual? This man drives you.
I think Tommy wakes up every morning looking at the bright side of life, looking at the possibilities, looking at, okay, well, what can we do today to make this world a better place? How can I touch lives in a positive way? And that's what he believes he was put on this earth for. And my goodness, I'd like to know all the people that he touches. He travels around this country. He must give 300-400 speeches a year. And I'd like to know all the people in those audiences who have gone on to do things like Lieutenant Bob Wright, soon to be General Bob Wright.
Sure.
People who leave there and say, you know what? I'm doing that now. He's just opened the door for me. And what a great gift. I mean, most of us sort of live our lives for ourselves, our families, for those around us. Tommy's got a much broader reach than most of us do. And baseball's been lucky to have him, and I think the American and America's been lucky to have him.
Dale, thank you. What a great contribution. We'll be getting back to you soon as well. And I just thank you so much for that contribution for our listeners.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me on. And I'm going to turn you back to the master now.
Thank you, my friend. Okay. See you, Dale.
How about it, John? He's great.
Tommy, he's great. But I have a feeling you affect everybody. Everyone year-round becomes Tommy-like. You know, I was half asleep when I came in today to do this show because I was up working so late last night, and all of a sudden, I won't be able to sleep for days. You
Let me
have
tell
that
you a
effect.
Story, John.
Yeah, tell me, please.
When I first went attending mass with Cardinal O'Connor, and he wanted to see me after the mass was over. And when I went back there, he said to me, "You know, every time I hear you talk about motivation. Do you really believe you have to motivate players making $5 million, $8 million a year?" I said, "Absolutely. Everybody in this country, from the president of the United States on down to the lowest job, at some time or another in their life, they need to be motivated. Because sometimes we think we're doing the best we can, but in reality we aren't. So we need something to push us up to a higher level." And he said, "When did you start thinking about motivation?" I said, "I knew the day that I could motivate players. I was managing Spokane of the Pacific Coast League. We were playing in Tucson. We had them beat 3-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, they had the bases loaded and two outs, and I had a little left-hand pitcher named Bobby O'Brien on the mound. So I said, I got to go out and get this guy fired up. He's got to get this guy out. He gets him out, we're going to win this game. So I ran out to the mound. I said, Bobby, if the heavens could come apart and you could hear the voice of the big Dodger in the sky talking to you. And he said to you, Bobby, this is the last player you're going to face on earth.
Oh boy.
And you're going to die and come to heaven. I said, son, how would you like to go facing the Lord? Giving up a base hit or getting this guy out? And he said, Skipper, I want to go facing the Lord, getting this guy out. I said, then how do you know that when you make that next pitch that you're not going to die? And if you are going to die, son, I want you to die getting this guy out. So I ran back to the bench, and before I got in the dugout, he gave up a base hit, two runs scored. They went ahead 4-3. So now I'm starting to go out, take him out. And as I'm walking out to the mound, I said, man, I had him right where I wanted him. And when I got to the mound, I said, what happened, Bobby? He said, Skipper, you had me so afraid of dying, I couldn't concentrate on that hitter. Now, John, that is motivation. If I can get them to believe they're going to die, I sure as heck can get them to believe that they can play better.
Let me ask you this. As positive as you are in life, what's the biggest setback or letdown you ever had, and how did you handle it?
Well, I tell you, when my son died, I think that was probably the toughest time in my life.
That's spunky.
Yeah, and you know, and I tell you the way I look at it, and I'd helped a lot of people all over the country when I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I was interviewed, and I said, "How do you feel?" I said, "No, I thank God I had him for as long as I did," and that meant an awful lot to me. All the years that I had him, that was great. God brought him in here, and God took him away, and you can't believe how many people who lost sons and daughters, who heard me say that, hey, thank God you had them for as long as you did.
Mm.
And it helped a lot of people, and that's what it's all about, is helping people, making people believe in themselves.
Hey, Tommy, look, I know you've got a lot of respect for our veterans and Veterans Day.
Because it's a day of recognition. It's a Veterans Day. It's to
all who have worn the uniform of the greatest country in the world. And how grateful we are to those who are all in Iraq and all in Afghanistan and in other parts of the world serving our country. I want them to know that we love them and we appreciate what they're doing for us. And we realize that they're making it possible for us to be here in the United States, a free country, a great country, and all because of the men and women who have worn and are wearing the uniforms. And I want them to know that. I wish they could all hear me. And I don't care wherever I go. If I walk in a restaurant and I see a guy in a uniform, give me his check. I want him to know that I appreciate what he's doing wearing that uniform. I feel good about those people. I feel wonderful about all the men and women who wear the uniform of the greatest country in the world. And, John, I also want to tell you and the rest of the people who are listening to this program, I played in Greenville, South Carolina, and I stole a young lady out of that city. And we got married in 1950. And I want to thank South Carolina. I want to thank the Miller family for giving me the greatest gal that any man could ever ask for. And I said this time and time again, if I could have seen God and wrote down on a piece of paper what kind of wife I wanted and gave it to him, he couldn't have found a better one than my wife, Jo. She is the wing beneath my wings.
Isn't that wonderful? Tommy, you are, as I said, you're a treasure in America. And
thank you, John.
Thank you. Don't go away now. Hang on. Okay. I just got to wrap this up. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I didn't let you down today. Tommy Lasorda, American treasure. Special thanks to Colin Gunderson of the Dodgers, L.A. Dodgers. Also, Michael Parks, our producer and board operator, and the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick, for her help throughout the week. This has been Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides cost, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.